everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a goaltender who, plain and simply, was perfect last weekend. That's coming up in a moment, but first, congratulations to the six OHL players who have been chosen to represent Canada at the 2017 World Junior Hockey Championship, beginning Boxing Day in Toronto and Montreal. The OHL players who will suit up for Team Canada are Anthony Cirelli of the Oshawa Generals, Michael McLeod from the Mississauga Steelheads, Erie teammates Taylor Radish and Dylan Strome, Sault Ste. Marie's Blake Spears, and Mitchell Stevens of the Saginaw Spirit. For updates on other OHL players who will represent their country at the World Juniors, check out OntarioHockeyLeague.com. This week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Michael DiPietro, the goaltender of the Windsor Spitfires. He posted a 3-0 record last week with three shutouts, meaning he had a 0.00 goals against average and perfect save percentage. He picked up shutouts on the road at Barrie, Sudbury, and North Bay. All of those games were those teams' teddy bear toss games. The 17-year-old from Amherstburg, Ontario, is eligible for the 2017 National Hockey League Entry Draft. And when we caught up earlier this week, you know what the first question was. After last week's road trip, I've got to ask, what do you have against teddy bear toss games?
I don't know. You know, just one of those weekends, I guess, when the puck seems as big as a beach ball kind of thing. So I love teddy bears, but I certainly don't like them when they're being thrown against me, for sure. You know, I have a ton of them myself, but, yeah, I don't know. I like the goose egg better than the teddy bears, for sure.
Is that one of those ones, as a goalie, you kind of think in the back of your mind, that would be fun to do against a team, you know, no offense to the home team, but it'd be kind of fun to at least make them wait a long time, if at all, and then it plays out in three straight games. Could it have gone any better last weekend?
No, I don't think it has. Almost like you could write it in a book kind of thing, but, you know, it's not just me. I think the team played exceptionally well in front of me, you know, limiting the other team's chances. But yeah, it was kind of surreal as the weekend went on, and they certainly, the period goes by and like it keeps like building at one after the other. So yeah, it was a great weekend for the guys and myself.
It's been a strange teddy bear season for your team. Of course, in your home game, you guys thought you scored against Sarnia. A bunch of people threw the bears, and then they said, no, hold on. It didn't go in, and then you score again later. It's between this and the road games. Just feel like, okay, this is just a weird holiday season for us.
Yeah, it's certainly been weird. You know, starting off with our game, you know, kind of setting the tone. The way we did is kind of weird. You know, think we score, teddy bears get thrown on the ice. Turns out we didn't. And then we end up scoring shortly after that. So it's just, you know, it's the OHL, you never know what's going to happen kind of thing. And we're just enjoying the ride as a team. Those games are certainly fun to play in. And, you know, I'm just happy the way this weekend turned out.
This coming weekend is the last of five straight on the road for you guys with the big swimming event at your home rink last weekend. Are you pretty proud of the way the guys have come through this stretch of having to play on the road?
Yeah, certainly. You know, playing on the road is definitely not easy, but you know, we can, it just shows the character we have in our room and the depth, for sure. You know, just, we know that we're not done yet. This weekend's big, especially Friday night against Erie. It's a must-win game for us. Kind of sets the tone for going into the Christmas break, the momentum we will have. And then when we get back, we're still one more home road game before we can start off at home. So, you know, we're focusing on this weekend. We're not putting our ducks before cart before the horse kind of thing, and just keep going.
Give me your take on how your season's come along personally.
You know, I thought it started off pretty well. It's, you know, it's beginning of the season, you know, everyone's working out their kinks. And then, I don't know, I thought I went through, not a rough patch, but I don't know, just a different kind of spell, kind of thing, letting in three or four the odd game. But then these last couple weekends, you know, I've been feeling it again, not overcomplicating my game and just having fun again. And that's why I play, is for fun. And I just remember when I was little and trying to play it, play the way I did when I was little, no stress, and just enjoying the season, especially my draft year.
Is that a key for you and probably most goaltenders, keeping it simple?
Yeah, it's keeping it simple is always a big part of goaltending and hockey in general, for sure, for all positions, but especially for goaltending. You know, you may not get no shots for 5, 6, 7 minutes, and then you have a flurry of 4 or 5 that you need to be mentally strong for. And, you know, just gotta keep the game simple. You can't overthink things. The shot clock guy misses a shot on net. You can't control that. You gotta just worry about what you can control. And, trying to get wrapped up in the statistics and stuff, because other people are going to overanalyze your game, and a lot of people are going to tell you, oh, you should have that goal or you should have this one. But, you know yourself how you should play. You know the way you play, and nobody knows you better than yourself. So I think keeping things simple is certainly an aspect that all hockey players should have.
For you, being in your second year, I know last year, was it a case that you would have even liked to get in more games last year, but the team as a 16-year-old kind of bring you along a little bit and, being a little patient with you, and now you see why they're doing that is now you get to carry the ball this year?
Yeah, obviously, last year I wanted to play as many games as possible, and coach trusted me playing 29 last year, and it's a testament to them for sure, having that faith in me, and such a young age for sure. Now going in my second year, they kind of gave me the ball, and it's my job to keep it and keep going, and just keep it positive in the room. I have a great relationship with my goalie partner, and I think that's what is causing him and I so much success along with the team. So I think, you can only control what you can control, and that's the games you play, and just keeping the pucks in front of you and, just having fun.
You mentioned it earlier being your draft year. Is it easier or a little bit more comfortable having guys around you in the room that have gone through this before?
Yeah, you talk to them, you learn from them, but I think it's, for my position, it's kind of different for sure, because goaltending is such a weird position. People develop at different times, peak at different times, so I think it's a unique position. But seeing Logan Brown, Logan Stanley, and Sergey go through it last year, the way they handled themselves game in and game out, how professionally they acted, I think now that kind of, I want to model that, because it worked for them so well last year that hopefully this year I can follow in their footsteps.
That was Windsor Spitfires goaltender Michael DiPietro. The Spitfires committed this week 6th in the CHL Top 10 rankings. Leading the way, the Western Hockey League's Regina Pats, followed by the London Knights and the Erie Otters. As we mentioned, Windsor at 6. The Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds commit at number 7. And honorable mention this week to the Oshawa Generals. The 2017 Sherman Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game is coming up in January. It'll be played January 30th in Quebec City. 19 OHL players have been named to the rosters. Get the full list at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week, the final edition before the holiday break. On behalf of everyone at the Ontario Hockey League, all the best of the holiday season, and we will talk to you again in the new year. For OHL News presented by Warrior, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.